From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. Authorities call the blast an intentional act. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo labeled the incident an act of terrorism at a news conference on Sunday morning, but specified that there's no evidence of international terrorism.
A bomb going off is generically a terrorist activity. That's how we're going to consider it, and that's how we will prosecute it also.
At a news conference in New York later Sunday, the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, called the explosion a bombing, but declined to go as far as the governor in labeling the blast terrorism. Cuomo said an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transportation system. City officials say all 29 victims injured in the blast have been released from the hospital. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood filled with bars, restaurants, and residences during an especially busy time for the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this week. 17 Indian soldiers have been killed and nearly 20 wounded in the deadliest attack mounted by militants in two decades on an Indian Army base in Kashmir close to the border with Pakistan. Officials say four heavily armed commandos using guns and grenades stormed the army camp early Sunday in Uri, which lies west of Indian Kashmir's capital, Srinagar. An army statement said four militants were killed. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert public attention from some of the most systematic atrocities in a generation. A senior Somali military official was killed in a car bomb explosion in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Sunday. A spokesman for the Mogadishu Regional Administration told VOA General Mohamed Robla Jamali, a.k.a. Gubale, and six of his bodyguards died when their convoy was hit by a car loaded with explosives near the entrance of Somalia's Ministry of Defense headquarters in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The general was the head of the 3rd Battalion of the Somali Army and was also a leading officer in the fight against the Somali militant group. An Islamic State-run news agency said that the stabbing attack in a shopping mall in the U.S. state of Minnesota Saturday was carried out by a soldier of the Islamic State. The Amaq news agency claimed Sunday that the suspect had heeded the group's calls for attacks in countries that are part of a U.S.-led anti-IS coalition. U.S. officials have not commented on the claim. Minnesota authorities said eight people were wounded in the shopping mall stabbing attack in St. Cloud. Police Chief William Blair Anderson said an off-duty police officer shot and killed the suspect. Anderson said all but one of the victims had been released from the hospital and that none of them had life-threatening wounds. Russians are voting to choose a new parliament. Charles Maines reports for VOA from Moscow.
The last time Russia held parliamentary elections, in 2011, opposition parties were banned from participating, and amid evidence of widespread vote rigging, tens of thousands took to the streets in protest, the biggest public challenge Vladimir Putin has faced in his 17 years in power. Political analyst Nikolai Petrov says the Kremlin has learned its lesson.
The Kremlin is not eager to practice large-scale fraud. It's eager to avoid any scandals, to avoid any threat of mass protests.
Kremlin officials say these elections are different. There have been raucous televised debates. A respected human rights campaigner now runs the election commission, and international observers from the OSCE are on hand to monitor the vote. There are also more parties, 15. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.